Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
It was a Facebook message that we received from a woman who feels completely betrayed by her husband's relationship with a work colleague. My husband and I have been married for 10 years and I have two young children. We run a business together and I thought we were happy. We have a nice life and I felt lucky. However, a few weeks ago, when he was putting the kids to bed, his mobile pinged and it was a WhatsApp message from one of his work colleagues at work, a woman. At first, I couldn't work out what I was seeing. The text was over familiar and affectionate. Plus, it had a few kisses and a winky emoji. It clearly showed that there was more of a relationship than just business. So, of course, I looked through his texts and his emails to see if I could find more about this woman. And I did. There was a dozens of friendly, flirty messages between them. Giving out about other work colleagues and usual job gossip. Obviously, I confronted him, and he said it's only banter, and he gets on really well with her in work. He even went as far as calling her his work wife, jokingly. He said it's harmless flirting, and that it doesn't mean anything. I felt so betrayed. I'm trying to move on, but I just can't bear to look at him at the moment. Do you have any advice? Now, let's be clear. She never suggests in the email that he's having an affair. She never suggests that there's anything sexual in these, you know, comments. It seems to be a very friendly relationship with kisses, winky emojis, hearts, maybe, I don't know. All right? It's not good, is it? It's flirting. That's the bottom line. He's flirting with somebody else while he's married. What would you do if you were in that situation and you were a woman? Many will say that reading a partner's phone was completely an invasion of his privacy in the first place. But anyway, if you go rooting for something, they'll say you'll always find it. But how would you feel if you caught your partner being friendly and over-friendly through texts? You know, kind of winky emojis and, you know, I mean, myself, for example, and Aisling, we text all the time. Usually show-related stuff, by the way, because we're sending each other stories at the weekend or when we're not working or whatever. But I would never send her little hearts, you know, and little, you know, winkies and, you know, we send laughies maybe. I'm not really an emoji person. Anyway, I don't send emojis generally, but the odd laughy. But I wouldn't be sending her like little love hearts. That'd be a bit weird. Apparently, I'm 57. I'm twice her age. So it'd be a bit weird. All right. You know, we've a great relationship. We've a great working relationship. And we're good friends. And the same when Helena was here. And my partner would completely understand that. But we would never send each other hearts. That would get a bit weird. You know, I think Helena would have been mortified because I would have been texting Helena more when she was here. But now it's Aisling. So it would be a bit odd. You know what I mean? And it would, and I wouldn't imagine my partner would be too pleased about it. I could understand why she wouldn't be pleased about it. Because you're kind of flirting with another woman. The same way as I wouldn't imagine that Rory at the time would have been happy if Helena was sending me little hearts. You know what I mean? Because it does mean something. You know what I mean? Now, out of habit, people might throw an X at the end of something or something like that. Or language that's used sometimes out of habit, people would say things. So I want to know what you think of that. What would you do? Or would you constitute flirting as cheating? So is flirting the same as cheating? That's really the question, isn't it? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is flirting cheating? Aoife, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Aoife?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Now, Aoife, is there a difference between flirting and cheating?
I think there is. I think it depends on like what emotional level like they know each other. I think that can be considered cheating, but if you're just a flirt, like you're just a flirt, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, I mean, can you be a flirt and be in love with your partner?
I don't know. I'd assume so. Like I'd send like love hearts to my friends, and but they'd be
what your female friends college. Or male friends?
Female friends.
Okay, course. That's okay.
Yeah.
But that's fine. You know, now mind you, I don't send love hearts to my male friends. But in saying that, women do, women do that anyway. You know, and that's fine. There's nothing in that because unless you're lesbian, there's nothing in that. And your husband, I'm assuming, knows you're not because you're with him. So yeah. So the point is, that's fine. But if you saw on your husband's phone, you know, one of his female work colleagues, and maybe a good-looking one because you might be familiar with her, start sending them little love hearts and kisses, how would you feel?
I think I'd be annoyed, but I'd talk to him before getting too annoyed. I hope I wouldn't blow it up out of proportion before he got home or whatever the situation would be. I hope I'd be able to like have a conversation, but I know I'd be a bit upset.
So the point is, it's not acceptable.
It's like, honestly,
it's inappropriate.
Like, if it was a work colleague that I don't know very well, that they see every day, that would be very odd to me.
Yeah. So it would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to send messages like, you know, did you see what Johnny done on accounts today? Or, you know, or how's your weekend going? Hope all is good with you and your missus. Whatever. That's all fine. That sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's grand.
Yeah, like, give your missus my regards. Give Eva my regards. Whatever. You know, that's all. But yeah, but if there was little hearts at the end, how's your day going today? Heart, heart, heart.
Oh, I don't know. It honestly would depend. And I'm not a very jealous person, but the fact is, like, I wouldn't know this person very well, so I wouldn't know what their intentions would be. Mm. Like, I wouldn't say I've been cheated on in the past, but I know my last relationship, before this relationship, he had been texting his ex-misses, and they're still together now. So I wonder what those messages were like.
Right, right. In other words, you reckon there was still a little bit of a candle burning for her there?
Exactly. And, like, he was, at the time, he was very... It was quite annoying because he'd refer to her as the old one, like the before you. You know, he'd call her awful names and be like, she texted me again. But obviously they were together a week after we broke up. So obviously there wasn't any negative feelings towards her.
Yeah.
And that's just stupid, carry on. Like, just be open and talk with your partner. Don't be worrying.
Okay, so there are some people out there like texting here, Niall, there's nothing wrong with flirting. It's perfectly healthy. People do it for attention. So is flirting healthy if you're in a relationship? I don't think it is.
I think it depends. I think if it's with everyone or if it's only with specific people, I think flirting can be very, it depends on both people's intentions. I think, if you're talking to your best mate and you're sending them kisses and love hearts and, you know, that's your relationship, that's grand. But if it's a girl or a guy...
Like, if I started saying to the girls in the office, you know, I mean, you look gorgeous today.
That'd be a bit sexual harassment, wouldn't it, Niall?
What? I mean,
But
that's flirty, isn't it? Of course that's flirty. That's what I'm saying. So that would be concerning, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like, you'd be worried if it, like, I know...
No, I mean, it's okay to turn around, you know, if I turn around to Ashley and say, jeez, that's a lovely jacket you have on, that's a nice dress. That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
but, like,
that's not flirting.
Their physicality, like, you're saying,
gorgeous.
Looks lovely.
Yeah.
It'd be a bit dodgier.
Mind you, that's probably the last thing I would say to Ashley every day, you're looking gorgeous. I usually slag her all the time.
Yeah, all the time, to be honest.
Yeah, because we just have banter. But in saying that, yeah, if I was kind of, you know, saying, you look gorgeous today. That's a bit weird, isn't it? Or if she was sending me texts at the weekends, you know, saying, hope you're having a good weekend, Niall, heart, heart, heart.
Winky face, winky face.
Winky face, winky face. Winky face, winky face. Yeah, I mean, that's concerning, isn't it? That's a red flag.
I would find that concerning, yeah. It's a giant red flag.
Like. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we'll stay there because Lisa.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Lisa. I mean, you know, where's the line between flirting and, you know, actually cheating?
Well, let me see. Well, it depends on if they're having something beyond a text message in work.
Yeah.
So if they're having an affair in work, wouldn't you think he'd be a little more careful than having one of his assistants text him when he's home with his wife?
Yeah.
Because it's easy for you, if you just leave your phone around, it's easy for anyone to see a message pop up on your phone.
Yeah.
So it's a bit careless there. But if he's not having an affair and she's just probably a flirt herself, he's just giving him.
But
like,
you shouldn't have to worry about your phone, should you? I mean, if you're married to somebody or going out with somebody, you shouldn't have to worry that they will see something on your phone that will concern them, because that shouldn't be happening. Isn't that the argument?
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. But what I'm saying is, it's a red flag for sure. I mean, who sends you kisses and winks on your messages from colleagues? You don't do that.
Yeah.
You send a professional message to say, we have such a thing going on in work. How you fix for coming in on Monday to sort it out.
Yeah.
Or, how's your, hope
you're having a good weekend, give my regards to your missus, whatever. That's okay. They're all okay.
They're all okay, yeah. But these texts, this
winky
kissing
faces.
And winking is a bit, that's a bit out of order. Actually.
It's all very new, isn't it? Because we're all new to it.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not going on in work. Maybe it's going on outside of work.
Yeah.
So
what do you think this girl that sent in the email that's seen the winky faces and the hearts?
What do I think of her?
Yeah, no, what she thinks she should she be annoyed?
Should the girl,
The girl wrote in the message to us initially, said she saw the winky faces and hearts on the phone of her
husband. That'd be the wife who sent that in to you.
Yeah, yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, of course she should be annoyed. Why wouldn't she be annoyed? I mean, she's this sort of girl. Well, she'd have to confront her husband and ask him what the hell's going on, really, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she said she can't
even... Yeah, I need to have a conversation.
She said she can't even look at him at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's obvious. I mean, I think if I was the same...
He told her it was...
For 10 years, like...
Yeah, he said, well, his answer to her was she did confront him, and he said, it's only banter, for God's sake. She's like my work wife. It's harmless flirting, and it doesn't mean anything.
Right, we'll just have to be a little more cautious in future, but then again, it's not going to leave the wife's mind to think that there's something going on or something has gone on in the past. If someone was texting me, love hearts and winks and kisses, I suppose I would, my brain would be a bit... as to what's going on here, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I send, like, kisses sometimes to... I send kisses all the time to kids and Wayne, and sometimes when I'm sending a message, I'd often put a kiss on and not realise...
By accident. That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, accidental.
And it's just a bit of friendly stuff, but, like, winks. What's the wink all about? Wink is, you know, they say the wink's as good as a nod, but what's the wink about?
Wink. Yeah, which is worse, like, by the way, Eva? Hearts or winks? Winks worse.
I think if you're adding kisses and hearts, like, it's more of a friendship thing. But I think if you're winking at someone, you mean
something's going down there for sure.
Or hugs. What's the little one with the little hands? Hugs.
The little hands. That's a hug. Yeah, that's a kind of like a hug. I mean, if work wise. Goodness me, I'm going to get a woke husband if that's the case, because I wouldn't mind someone else sending me kids.
But no, I often
just... was harmless.
Yeah, but I often described Helena, I think I described her on the air one day, as my work wife, because we're kind of together so much and we're in each other's face all the time. And I suppose Aisling now would be the same, you know, and we're talking so much and we're communicating so much. So it is like a work relationship.
I think that depends though.
What does it depend on, Eva?
I think, like, if your assistant, like, is your assistant and she's, like...
She's not my assistant now. That's almost derogatory.
No. I'm saying this man. I'm not saying Niall.
Okay, all right, okay. Go on.
So imagine the scenario. She's the assistant and he's saying, yeah, you'd know each other, but there'd have to be a level of professionalism.
Yeah.
I think you've a very different job than most people, and these people don't seem to have a layer of professionalism in their bodies, like.
Yeah, of course, it's a different situation, isn't it, I suppose, in that respect, Okay, well, say there, both of you. Eddie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Eddie?
How's it going, Niall?
You think men don't see this as flirting?
I don't think men are too stupid to not see about anything else but flirting.
Oh.
And probably don't know how to deal with it.
Right.
Okay. You know what I mean? And have to take it. I mean, and women, but women do, and I think that's why the girls even there themselves kind of are feeling the way they're feeling, because they know damn well what that can be suggestive to. Maybe on the other hand, we are like more direct, and even when women are like not always intentionally flirting, men still take it the wrong way. Why do you think we always have this?
Yeah, well, I would be a bit perturbed now, you know, if somebody, you know, I was working with was sending me winky faces and hearts. I'd have to say to them, listen, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, I'd be uncomfortable. I've often said it to my wife, and if I find that there's female people I know or something like that, and someone said, I'd actually tell my wife, because I'd go, look, that makes me feel uncomfortable. And she'd sometimes go to me, what worry about that? That's not me like that. That's just women. And I just say to her, well, that's how men don't know how to do it. And that's why men don't. It's the same way, like, women will hug and kiss each other, like, well, not this way, and men don't. We'll slap each other on the shoulder, do you know what I mean? And that kind of way. You know what I mean? We go about it in a different manner.
Yeah, I know, I understand what you're saying. And I'm just looking at some of the texts coming in here.
Like, there's reason for it to be red flags there, because I think the girl is more inappropriate than the man. Not saying that the man has not been inappropriate, but it could be simple.
Yeah, but you're encouraging it. If your work colleague is sending you hearts and emojis and winky faces and all that kind of carry on, that would be considered to be flirting, right? And you're kind of just accepting it and not saying anything about it and ignoring it, and maybe even, by the sounds of this thing, replying back with the same hearts and winky faces and emojis. You're kind of encouraging it, aren't you?
You are, but I mean, the first...
It's your own worst enemy then, really.
I'm not going to offend you, not intentionally, but like, you brought up the thing about you and the girls weren't there.
Yeah.
And you're an
old fella,
there you go.
I'm an old fella, well, I am. Kind of. I'm old enough to be their father, so there's clearly nothing going on. Actually, Ashley's just got sick in her mouth at the thought of it. Yeah, but go on.
Yeah, if you were a 28-year-old, good-looking, muscly fella, it might be the same.
I want to hear it. Now, hold on for a second. I'm not a bad-looking bloke, Eddie. You know what I mean? For me age, in fairness.
No, but you know what I mean. It probably won't come across as much as trendy. And that's what it is.
Okay, yeah. So in other words, if the person in work was, a good hot blonde and he was in around the same age, because this guy is quite young, obviously. They're only married 10 years with two young children. So he's not that old. So a lot of it's to do with the scenario, I suppose, and how old the person is. Yeah, I get you. Well, Aoife, would you accept that? You know, it depends on who's doing it, is the point Eddie is making.
I think it's the intention behind it as well. Like, if they're flirting in the office as well, that's very different than just flirting on the phone, I think.
Right, okay, yeah. So if she gets the impression from the text that this is a kind of ongoing thing, which it seems to be, by the way.
Yeah, it seems like this isn't just it's the first time and she's freaking out over nothing. This seems to be going on for a long time.
But she did say she looked through his phone and his texts and his emails
That's another thing that's kind of weird. Like, if she has to look through his phone, does that mean he wouldn't be open to her talking about him?
Well, she did say she's seen the text. I don't know where he was, and she's seen the text coming in his phone. So then she decided to have a look through it, and there was winky faces and hearts and a lot of flirty messages.
Maybe because she trusted her husband, and this is the first time she's been caught on the hop. So rather than jumping straight down his toes, she said she'd probably have a look and see if she have something more solid before she approached him.
That would make sense.
Things can happen.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Men and women can have male and female friends. You know what I mean? Like, your partner, like, you know, your female partner can have a very good male friend, and that's an understanding you have with your wife, or your male husband or whatever may have a very good female friend, and your wife is aware of it, and there's a trust between us. That can be fine, but I don't accept, mind you, the way that the hearts and the huggies. That's a step too far.
Do you remember when Harry met Sally?
Right, when Harry met, I don't remember when I met him, but I remember the movie, yeah.
Yeah, and she turned around and said, can a man and a woman be friends? And he said no. And she said, what about the younger ones? And he said no, because you're pretty much on the nail there too.
I don't agree, by the way. I do believe that men and women can be friends. I do believe they can.
Yeah, they can be, but very rarely, Niall. It's very hard.
No, I don't necessarily. But that's a whole other topic.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
let me ask the ladies. Aoife and Lisa, do you believe that men and women can have... Like, would you be happy, Aoife, if your partner... Do you have a partner, Aoife?
Yeah, no, my partner's friends are majority female. He went to our college, so...
And by the way, bizarrely enough, most of my friends are actually women.
I have a lot of dude friends as well. Like, I gravitate more towards men than I would females.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be interested in having any kind of relationships with them, to be honest with you.
No.
So the point is that men... So you would agree. So, I mean, Lisa, do you agree that men and women can be friends without it going any further?
Absolutely, yeah. Sure. I mean, I like talking to men and women, but men mostly.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have them texting me with love hearts.
No, certainly not.
I'd be a bit offended there where to say that, you know, they're out to kind of get in to mess up your relationship with somebody.
It's the same, too. There's an appropriate way to deal with, you know, female friends versus male friends. Like, I have male friends, and I might get a WhatsApp message from one of my male friends, which would be a little bit dirty or something like that, right? Whatever. Okay. And I might send it on to a couple of male friends, but I wouldn't send that, say, to Aisling. Or I wouldn't send it, I have sent that to Helena or to my female friends. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's not, it's just not appropriate.
No.
You know what I mean? I would send it to a male friend.
Yeah, that's allowed. But the thing is, if you say that you've got a work wife there, that's fine.
A working
wife, does she send you love cards?
No, she wouldn't.
Well then, because
she's looking in at me here at the moment, and I know she got, when somebody mentioned it around about sending over, she got a little bit sick in her mouth. She leaves the top. The thoughts that I just let me hang on. I just ask her, Ash.
Yes, Niall.
If I sent you a message the weekend and show you a load of little huggies and hearts and emojis with, you know.
Oh my God. I tell you what I do. I would block you and I'd throw my phone against the wall. I wouldn't be talking to you for a week.
You'd be fired, Niall.
I'm telling you. I'd be handing Andy Bad News in my P60. Yeah.
See, so that's what I mean. But we continuously WhatsApp and text each other all the time about things for the show, generally. It's usually show-related stuff. You know what I mean? But then we do say, you know, we do have the usual gossip going on as well. You know, but we never, there'd be no hearts and emojis. You know what I mean? You know, thumbs up maybe, a thumbs up or a clap hands or something like that.
Well, you see, men are more open than women. They don't care. You could send them dirty pictures and they wouldn't care. But you don't have any consideration then for the wife.
I wouldn't send a dirty picture to anybody apart from me partner.
That men would...
I mean, now, could you imagine me sending a little porn clip or something to Aisling? She'd be mortal.
Well, you know what I mean? Anything that
and I wouldn't
way,
do it anyway. It's not appropriate. It's just not appropriate to do that to somebody you work with, or it just isn't right. I mean, whatever, your partner is fine as long as you have the both have that understanding that that's acceptable between the two of you. That's fine, but you wouldn't send it to you. I mean, Aoife.
Yeah.
If one of your male mates sent you like a little porno clip.
Oh God, I'd be mortified.
Yeah, but I mean that'll be the end. That's the end of it, isn't it?
Would you cough on?
Like that's flirting, isn't it?
I think you'd have to boot them. That means they're thinking something else.
Yeah, because I'm sure your partner would be well pissed off if he thought one of your male mates was sending you little porno clips.
Then again, I do have a friend, I'm not going to name names, but she will send me links to stuff just as a joke.
Yeah, she's one of your female friends. That's okay. See, there's a kind of rule. It's a kind of unwritten rule. Like, I would send, you know, a mate of mine might send me something on WhatsApp, I don't know, a little porno bit or something, I don't know, a dirty picture or whatever it is, right? And I would send it to a male mate. But I would never send that to a female friend. That just wouldn't be right.
Why would you need to see porn on your phone?
I wouldn't need to see it. Somebody might send it to me. It's just a funny porn. I'm saying a funny, dirty picture or something.
Your friend who's married, whose wife's going to think, what's going on there?
No, I'm saying a funny, dirty picture. I'm not saying full on, you know.
Yeah, well, I didn't say full on either, but you just said porn pictures and videos.
Yeah, dirty. Well, I mean, you know, like a nude, funny picture.
Yeah, so well, his wife's going to think, what's going on? Like, this is what's happening with this other girl. She's getting all this from this other. What else has she been sending him? So she has a right to check his phone. If she's married to him 10 years, she needs to know what's going on. And if she can't be faithful to him, what's she doing with him?
I think you make a good point. If it's got to a point where you don't trust your partner, you probably shouldn't be with him.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, 10 years is a long time. I mean, she, you know, what's he been doing in that 10 years that he's been with her if she's bringing up kind of this stuff now? You know, what it makes the mind wanders, doesn't it? And they want to know, you know, and it's not going to be the same again. So unless he can prove to her that he loves her and he didn't, there was no harm in it, and obviously then maybe...
Somebody said in text, stop, this is just too funny. What kind of pics do you... send to your partner? Is it you playing with yourself? Would you stop that? I've never done that. And by the way, these lads, can I just say to the lads out there, because the girls have said this to me a few times with Ashton and Lena over the time, these lads that send pictures to women of their bit, their gadget, right? There's no point in sending a picture of your gadget to a girl. It doesn't attract her. She doesn't want to see it. It's not something that... It just, particularly to a complete stranger. She's not going to go, oh my God, he's amazing. Look at his willy. She's not going to do that. So lads, don't be sending random girls pictures of your bits. That's not a thing you should do. It's not appropriate and it doesn't make any difference. They're not going to be attracted to you. Can I just say that off the top of my head there, all right?